time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka for today's community comment. I saw a housekeeping tip which suggested keeping a handful of Get Well cards on the table at home at any time was a good idea. That way, they said, any unexpected guests will assume you've been sick and will forgive any clutter they happen to see laying around. It's safe to say that we human beings all tend to gather more than we need and hold on to it as if our very lives depended on it. There are whole industries which encourage us to buy things we don't need. Random gift items which have no particular monetary or practical value. Things that we keep because we've always kept them and not because they enhance our lives. For some, this debris from the past is treated as a monument to an event. Usually it's a reminder of something that we would never forget anyway, like a particular birthday or a long-gone favorite aunt. Somehow it seems important that we hang on to whatever thing that occasion brought into our life, in spite of the reality that it's become nothing more than a dust catcher at the back of a shelf. There can be reason to hold one or two sentimental items which symbolize something in a person's life. My wife and I have a beautiful carved eggshell gazebo given to us by my grandmother for our wedding. We treasure it as a symbol of the permanence and fragility of marriage. We need to keep it well and carefully if we wish it to survive undamaged. But if we want keepsakes to maintain their sacredness, we can't crowd them. Two or three items? Fine. 20 or 30? Meaningless. That's too much. It's time to thin the herd. Spring is traditionally a time for cleaning. No one really likes to do it, which is why we give ourselves a full season to start brooming the cobwebs down from the corners. This spring, let me encourage you to go through all that you have and think long and hard about why you have it. Whatever you don't use and don't need, someone else is lacking. If you have 7 pairs of shoes and someone up the street has none, you've got too many. I didn't pick that number at random, by the way. That's what's in my closet. It's time for me to drop a few boxes of stuff off at the local thrift store. While my own beloved Salvation Army hasn't operated a shop in this area for a number of years, there are still plenty around, and the items you declutter out of your life may be just the things someone else in the area desperately needs. That old coat can sit in your closet another year, or it could save a life by going to somebody else. That picture frame you never cared for might become the wedding keepsake for a new bride. The dining room set sitting in the corner of your garage could furnish the apartment of someone who would never be able to buy something new without sinking themselves into debt. Let's make this spring a time for cleaning out our space and our lives, and be sure to let those less fortunate benefit from the excess that we all have. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.